This is 10 Minutes Today, the motivation and high performance podcast with your host, Dr. Del Millers. Who is it? Dr. Del Millers. Each week, Dr. Del will explore some amazing insights, strategies, and simple executable ideas. In other words, things you can do in 10 minutes today that have a dramatic impact on your health, fitness, business, and life. And now your host, Dr. Del Millers.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. This is 10 Minutes Today, and I am your host, Dr. Del Millers. This is the Motivation and High Performance Podcast. You know, I like to call it simple ideas that could change your life. You know, the fact is, most of us live very stressful, chaotic lives. You know, and life often gets in the way of us executing our best intentions or taking care of ourselves, doing the things that we need to do on a daily basis, the sharpening the saw things that we need to do, as Stephen Covey likes to call it. You know, things that could affect our lives, affect our health, affect our fitness, affect our business, affect our bottom line. But understandably, life gets in the way, and, you know, it happens. Things do come up. But here's the deal. Here's the big idea. Are there things that you can do on a daily basis for just 10 minutes? Are there simple 10-minute things that you can do, actionable things that you can do on a daily basis that can have a dramatic impact on your health, your fitness, your business, your relationships, your life? Are there? Yes, there are. And that's the focus of this podcast. That's the focus of my 10 minutes with you each week, is to give you simple 10-minute ideas. And I deliberately try to keep this short because I know, obviously, we're stressed out and we're time challenged. So not too many people have time to watch a one-hour podcast. I know I certainly don't. And I would chop it up into little chunks anyway. You know, I read several books at a time, and I usually read them about 10 minutes at a time. I keep about maybe half a dozen books right on my nightstand. And every night before I go to sleep, I read about 5-10 minutes, because that's all I have time for most days. You know, having three toddlers home gets to be quite time challenging, you know, to say the least. As I said, I'm Dr. Del Millers. If you want to find out more about me and my background, check out my website, delmillers.com, D-E-L-M-I-L-L-E-R-S.com. You can find out everything about me there. What we're talking about here today is we're going to talk about the power of physical practice. Notice I didn't say exercise. You know, I didn't say anything about exercise. The power of physical practice. And how does that change our lives? You know, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California, as it often is. And that's not to take away, that's not to rub it in the face of those of you who are living other places where it's not yet summer. It's you're not yet having that good spring weather. It's a beautiful spring day. And I'm looking out, and the sun is shining, the sky is clear, nice blue sky, the breeze is calm. Oh, the birds are chirping, running from tree to tree, and it's beautiful. You know, it looks good. And, you know, I just had a really nice workout this morning. I did sprints this morning. And, you know, whenever I do that, it gets me to that place where I'm very calm and very peaceful. Because you want to get to that place where you're very calm and very peaceful? Just do some really high-intensity sprints. And for those of you who are time challenged, this is one thing that you can do that doesn't take a lot of time. You can do a 5 to 10 minute interval sprints, right? You sprint really hard for 30 seconds, and then you walk it off and recover and do it again several times. And that one simple thing can make a dramatic impact on your health, your fitness, your mood, how you feel, your motivation, your energy level throughout the day. And all it takes is 5 to 10 minutes. Very simple. Now, I'm not recommending that you get out there and just start running as fast as you can right now. You know, if you haven't done anything for a while, then, you know, you have to make sure you stretch a little bit, get out there, stretch a little bit, walk a little bit. You know, start with a stretch, then move up to a walk, then move up to a brisk walk, then move up to a little jog, then move up to a faster jog. And before you know it, you can be doing some sprints. And it doesn't have to take long. If all you have is 10 minutes, get out there first thing in the morning, 10 minutes, your first 10 minutes in the morning. Make that be your power 10. That's your power 10. The power of physical practice, you know, can transform your life. It is very powerful to get that body moving. You know, movement equals energy. If you don't move the body, you're not going to have any energy, right? And a lot of people come to me complaining of low energy. I'm a nutritionist by trade. I have a doctorate in nutrition, so I deal with a lot of people in nutritional problems, nutritional issues, nutritional challenges. And a lot of times people come to me, I just have no energy in the middle of the day. Well, guess what? You'll eat like crap. You don't do anything to your body. You treat your body like crap. You treat your dog better than you treat yourself. Well, how could you possibly have any energy? Movement equals energy. You want energy? Start moving that body. You know, the majority of Americans are overweight and obese. And you know what extra fat, body fat on your body is? You want to really know what it is? It's potential energy. It's a lot of energy. A lot of people walking around with a lot of energy. I should say a lot of people sitting around with a lot of energy. Start moving your body and you start burning that energy. You start to see how much energy you have throughout the day. You've got a lot of potential energy sitting on your body. You need to transform that potential energy into kinetic energy, the energy of motion, the energy of movement. And that, my friend, is how you're going to change your life. That is how you're going to affect your life. You need to do something on a daily basis that gets your heart rate up. You know, get you from this low energy state of existence into a higher vibration. The only way you're going to experience life at a higher vibration, well, you've got to get in the ring and start dancing with it. You know, start moving around with it. Start dancing with life a little bit. Play around with energy. You know, feel your heart rate. Feel your heart pounding in your chest. You got to start living at a higher vibration, at a higher level. You know, people who move at a higher vibration, who live at a higher vibration, do things that get that heart pumping and get that energy moving and get their body vibrating at a higher level. We need to start doing more of that, right? You need to start change the state where you live, where you exist on a daily basis, you know, to experience that higher energy vibration. You know, fortunately for me, as you know, I started my physical practice very young at around age 13 with martial arts. And, you know, if you know anything about martial arts, you know that martial arts, it's not just about punching and kicking. It's not just about moving your body. It's not just about exercise. It's about movement with purpose. You know, later I got into Tai Chi, and Tai Chi is moving meditation, right? So every movement has a purpose. Every movement is meditation in motion. So you're doing things, but your focus, your concentration, and your intention is completely different. What if you were to try that? Try shifting your focus and your concentration. Try shifting your intention just for 5-10 minutes when you go out and you want to move your body. Try really doing it with a different level of intention. Change your focus, change your intention, and do movement with purpose just for 5-10 minutes. Have it be movement with purpose. And then you will truly experience the power of physical practice. You know, everybody needs a program of physical practice. Everybody needs a program of high-performance nutrition. We'll talk about that some other time. But if you're going to vibrate at a higher frequency, if you're going to live life at a higher vibration, if you're going to be in touch with your energetic self, if you're going to feel energetic and alive, if you want to move about life performing at your very best, being a high performer, then you've got to have a physical practice program. You've got to participate in some kind of physical practice. If you don't, then guess what? Chances are you are underperforming. Chances are you are not experiencing your life at the fullest vibration, right? Take it as a time for you. It's your self-time. That 10 minutes could be time for you. Forget about exercise. Don't even think about exercise. Just think about getting out first thing in the morning. And if it, even if it's just just some stretching, even if it's just some yoga, even if it's just some whatever you make up your own little routine. Find 3 to 5 exercises that you like to do and that feels good to you and do it. Have your own physical practice program. Let's get back to martial arts for a second. You know how martial arts came to be? You know, Kung Fu came about because years ago, this monk traveled from India to China to the Shaolin Temple, found that the monks there were falling asleep during their meditation. You know, they had no concentration. Their bodies were weak. Their minds were weak. So he developed some systems of exercises to strengthen their bodies, to work on their concentration so that they could have better focus and concentration during their meditation. So martial arts is all about focus and concentration. It's all about the internal practice, focusing on your internal world. What if you were to adopt a program like that for yourself? Right? Like I said, forget about exercise. Do something that you love. And it doesn't matter what you do. You want to get that heart rate up. Right? That's the power of physical practice. You want to vibrate at a higher level. You want to experience life at a higher level. You want to get more of your energy, experience that unlimited energy that you have. You want to get into your high performance zone. You want to get in the zone. You want to experience life in the zone. Then you got to have a daily program of physical practice. And again, like I said, it doesn't matter what you do. Don't get in the habit of focusing, oh, I got to do this. I got to go to the gym. I got to do that program. I got to have this training. It doesn't really matter what you do. You just need to do something. And then you'll be experiencing more of your life. You'll be experiencing life at a higher level, at a higher vibration. Most people live a very low energy life because they don't do anything to their body. They don't move, right? They just live in a very low energy state. Well, guess what? Nobody ever accomplished anything great living in a low energy state. You want to become a high performer, you need to have a daily program of physical practice. That's all the time we've got for today. I'm Dr. Del Millers. Like I said, you want to find out more about me? Go to my website, delmillers.com, DelMillers.com. You can get to my blog. You can get to my other website, get some free video training from me. You know, check me out on Facebook, Dr. Del Millers, my Facebook page. You know, if you like these messages, then pass them along to your friend. Leave me a comment. I want to know what you're thinking and pass them along to your friends so that they can join in. We can build an audience here and start a revolution. Again, I'm Dr. Del Millers, and until next time, remember, focus on doing something today, even just for 10 minutes, that can have a dramatic impact on your life tomorrow. I'll catch you on the other side.